Mom and Dad, I want you to know it's not all you got, a son got to leave you. You got a son, remember the joy you brought him while he was there. Oh, y'all ain't with me. Oh, my God. And see, that has a way. If I get busy thinking about the good times, the joy, the love, the laughter, I'm not going to have, Dave, too much time to look at the misery. You see, because, but you got a purpose. You got to intentionally do this. You can't just hurt me and not use the word of God. If we don't apply the word of God to our lives, it's not going to do us no good. But see, the word of God will expose you. You are transparent to the word of God. It'll cut you. It'll cut you and tell you, yes, you got that circumstance, but that ain't all you got. That ain't all you got. Ah, Lordy. Look with me, Hebrews 12:2. You have that one, Steve? I don't know if I gave it to you or not. Oh, you do? Okay, all right. That helped me out a little bit. I like to be free. Somebody, Pastor, you are animated. Praise God. That means I'm still moving. Now look at this, y'all. Looking unto Jesus. Are you looking unto Jesus? Is he your hope? The author and finisher of our faith. He's the originator. He's the finisher of it, of my faith. Watch this now. Who for the joy. Underline and highlight joy. But I want to show you, Baroni. We see this. That's why I like to take my time in scripture. Is that all right, Baroni? But I want to show you this joy is on the other side. Other circumstance. Talk to me. The joy is on the other side of Calvary. Talk to me, somebody. Let's expound the scriptures a little bit, not just read it, not understand it, or lump it together. The joy is on the other side of Calvary. And Calvary, on that cross, you know what happened. So right there in front of me, it may be all of this circumstance, trouble. But because Christ is in me, and I'm in Christ, and I got the hope of glory, I can say, yes, I'm not going to nickname and not call it trouble, not call it sickness. I'm going to call it what it is. But I still got joy. Because my joy is not in the trouble. But God may have it that I got to go through the trouble or through the trials or through the sickness. But I can say like Jesus. But on the other side of my troubles, I know what I got. I got an inheritance. I got a home. I got a Savior. I got joy. I got something the world can't give me and the world can't take away. And yes, the trouble might be before me. But oh, one day. See, I had trouble, but I got joy. Yeah, trouble. You're going to be over. And you can't go where I'm going. Because ain't no trouble in that realm. Ain't no crying in that realm. So, saints, I'm trying to free you. Don't major on that mess. I got it. You got it. But that ain't all I got, though. I got Jesus. I I need to remind myself. See, if I didn't know I had Jesus, I couldn't get up here Sunday after Sunday. If I didn't know I had something other than my troubles, I couldn't muster up the strength. I would be so saturated with my troubles and not my Savior. You know, right now, Satan is trying to hold some Christians right under my voice that the Holy Ghost is trying to unshackle. And if you're born again, but you're so glued to your trouble, you can't see the joy on the other side. Let me go on now. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him. All right. Before him at the Calvary, after the shame, after the beating, after the denier, you know, cussing Peter. After all of that, oh Judas, in the crowd of Jews that say, give us Barabbas, give us a robber, a thief, an armed robber. Let us have him other than you. For the joy that was set before him, endured the cross. You know, there are some things that set before you. You can endure it because there's joy on the other side. Enduring it means that if God don't move it, if he allow it to be there, with the help of God in my life, that's why I'm preaching like this. See, the scripture is what's going to help you. Bunch of crazy screaming and jumping off the pulpit, doing splits and turning around. Everybody running. That ain't going to help you. Your situations are real. Your sickness are real. Watch your Christian friends and watch yourself. When the truth of God come to help them, watch how Satan removed them. I'm gonna tell you something. There are some things happening to people they don't even know has happened to them. God is a God of order. I don't care what you think of, you read the word of God or what you think, he's a God of order. And God sets up order in his church. God sets it up. And in his providence, in his wisdom, he set up pastor, bishop, overseer. Now I'm saying this because when the pastor who has truly been called by God to feed the flock, to free them of situations, and they won't sit in here to hear it. I'm telling you something. The enemy has a way of removing you from under the word of God when God wants to free you. God is saying these obstacles are not all they are cracked up to be. And you who've been born again, name the name of Christ, you need to understand that. Because I'm going to tell you something. If we get so wrapped up in our obstacle that Satan put before us, you're not going to be able to witness to nobody. You're not going to show people strength that's out of this world. It's going to be like you really don't believe in the God you say you serve. You follow what I'm saying? Is there a word on it? So you see, Danny, that cross wasn't easy. What he had to bear. And don't let no Christian tell you it was easy. See, we don't get the real impact of what scriptures are saying, and we got this foreign thing in our head. It's like the Christian life is not a struggle. Yes, it is. It's everything God said it is. Yes, it is. Now, we got help with the Holy Spirit, but it is a struggle. See, God wouldn't have, matter of fact, war is a struggle. There are casualties in war. And we're in a spiritual battle. Huh? And Satan's trying to take you out. And he's trying to take me out. But let me finish this. He says the joy that was set before you, he endured the cross. You know, there are some things we just going to have to endure. And when Christ, when Satan find out that you got a mindset, no, I don't. I'm going to pray, ask God to remove it. I'm going to do all of that. But I'm not going to let you, Satan, tell me or saturate to me that I cannot have joy. Because my joy is not deposited really in that circumstance. It's in Jesus. Huh? And the word of God tells us to mimic him. Follow him. Act like him. Well, what are some of the things he did? Just some. There are books that have not been written, and the world couldn't even contain them if they would write all the things he'd done. Endure the cross. Now, despising the shame, despising it. You know, being the sin bearer. If you look at the Garden of Gethsemane, you see him asking his father to remove this. Remove this. But not as I will, but as thy will. You know, we got to come to that sometime. God, remove this circumstance, remove this circumstance. But you know, it seems like you ain't going to remove it. But what am I going to do? Am I going to cave in right now? And I got 40 more years to live, but I think this thing going to take me out today. And God said, no, 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 you got 40 more years. This too will pass. You see, we need to call the circumstance a circumstance. It's real. And don't call it phony, because I'm a Christian. That's phony. It ain't phony. It's real. It hurts. It hurts. But it ain't all I got. He said he despised. Christ can't lie. The shame. Being crucified on that cross. And they wouldn't even crucify Romans, citizens. Crucifying on that cross. I didn't like it. Watch this. You may not like all this stuff that's happened to you. Hey, sisters and brothers, if I got one with me, go with me, I preach. But I can spiritually walk around that, and I can look at what I got here. Hey, brothers and sisters, I got back here. I can legitimately despise this, despise it, this pain, this suffering. The way folk treat me, I can despise it. But I can't let it break me. See, these things come to break me, to curse God and all that old crazy mess. But I got to keep reading and praying and studying and receiving from my brothers and sisters a word of faith. God put it together for me. It's real, Ricks. I put it together for you. It's real. Don't let nobody tell you it's not real. And you can despise it, but realize on the other side of it. There's your joy. See, the last word ain't been said on my life. The last home I have not received yet. It ain't gonna be like sword dry. The next street's gonna be gold, pure gold. Hey, you ain't seen my mansion. You haven't seen my apartment. You have not seen it yet, because guess who's preparing it? Huh? Chambermaid. Jesus Christ said, I go. I prepare a place for you. So if you prepare a place for me, you're looking for me to come one day. Huh? See, here's the thing for us who left back here. You see, that young boy wanted, he knew they were going to be hurting. And sometimes your grief can overwhelm you and you can forget you ever was born again. You wrap your whole life up in your grief. Wrap your life in Jesus. You can despise some things. You can dislike some things. But no, it don't end there. Don't end there, Arlene. Believe Christ. You can despise it. But don't let it overtake you. Don't you be overcome with your situations. Satan want to overcome you. And when he overcome you at your situation, you become useless to the service of Christ. You won't work because you're so occupied. Endure the cross. God said, I can take that for myself and work with every verse. And personally talk to God, you can do the same thing. Lord, you had to help me to endure this cross. Despise and shame, yes, I despise it. And has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. My. One day, your service is going to be all over down here. And you're going to be able to serve the Lord. Well, let me just go through some other things. I won't spend as long. John 15, 9 through 17. John 15. As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in me. That's Christ talking to his disciples and also us. Great. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in me, my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Let's go to the next verse. These things I have spoken to you that my joy may remain in you. Highlight Christ's joy remain in me, that it would be overflowing in me, that I will realize that is present in me. Because the way the world, the flesh, and the devil treat me and treat you, Sister Sheila, sometimes you think that's all it is. And we are just hoping and praying, but we have no. See, the Bible says these things were written that we may know. See, there are some things, everything about God that applies to you, you just ought to know what it is. But we have to search the scriptures to find it out. It is pertinent that we do that because it will fortify us against the wiles of the devil. You can put up a whole armor. You don't have to think like everybody else. Here's the thing. If you break down every time because somebody else break down that's a Christian and everybody... And you look around like everybody ain't got no hope, you know, and they're going through these things. But that is not where God wants us to be. And what God wants us to be is to be fed the word of God, desire the sincere miracle of the word of God, whereby we may grow. See, as you grow spiritually, there are some things shouldn't be able to shackle you down every time. There are some things Satan, you got to bring another thing with me. You can't use the same trick because I've grown a little bit spiritually. All right? So he says, these things I have spoken to you that your joy may remain in you and that your joy may be full. Wait a minute. God, you want the joy that I have in you be full. You don't want it just to be a little bit of joy in me, or I see it as a little bit, but you want it to be full. Full assurance that Jesus is going to do everything that he said he's going to do. But see, the commandments is the word of God. See, you and I cannot get by the word of God. When you look over in Psalms 119, you'll see statutes, precepts, commandments, all of them pertaining to one thing, the word of God. What does say the Lord? That's why it is so important, if anyone preach to you or if you read anything for spiritual growth and strength and recovery, it must be scripture. It must be the word of God, because it is breathed, is the breath of God, is God breathed. Okay, this is my commandment. Watch this now. That you love one another as I have loved you. Hold it right there. Don't you know God put a premium on us loving one another? Now, you can sit here and daze, daydream, look away, whatever you want to do. Let me tell you something. Christ is telling us about our joy that he deposited and how he wanted to be full, complete in us. And then he speaks about his commandments. And now he says, here's a great one right here. Love one another. And how many times we treat each other like dogs? We don't even consider that as a commandment. As believers. See, as a believer, I owe you love. You owe me love. Surely, I'll give you a piece of my mind and blah, blah, blah. No, but I'm a believer. But here's the point. Don't you know you got a command to love me? That ain't no Bible. You know, if it's Bible, I'm a Bible. I'm not gonna argue with you. Best you show it to me. I ain't gonna argue with you. Because see, that's foolish. If I see it, Danny. Now, what you talking, you got an opinion, I got an opinion. But brother, when I show you, this is my, not the devil's, not your mother, your sister, or your brother, my commandment. What is it, Lord? That you love one another as I have loved you. See, one body, one head. And we are Christ's body. He's the head of the body. So inside the body, when the body begin to fight against itself, you're not going to get well. That's going to keep you sick. All right? But it's a commandment. Some of you right now ain't a bit more paying no attention to this man in the moon. Because this is not a breakthrough. No, let's get real. This is not instant healing. I got to get my breakthrough. This is going to give you your breakthrough. If you're breaking the commands of God because you won't love your Christian brother or sister, why did he put all the emphasis on that? See, some of us right now, because we don't put emphasis on that, we wonder why he put it on. He put it on it because he died not just for you, but for your old brother and sister in the Lord. He died for them. Same blood that was shed for me was shed for Sister Duncan. On that cross, despising the shame, was for Sister Duncan and for Rick's. And he's saying that unity, endeavor, put effort to it to keep the unity, all right? And so now I got to say, well, Lord, I've been putting no effort in this. I ain't putting no effort in loving my brother and sister. Huh? But he said, that's my commandment. Well, God, let me do one of the other ones that you got. Now I'm just getting real. I'm just speaking real. Let me do one of these other ones. Because watch this. I got reason. You ain't got no reason. You were forgiven. You forgive. Huh? Preached last Sunday, didn't I? And I'm going to tell you something. A lot of times we don't realize when you rejoice in your own forgiveness, there's a constant rejoicing in what he is continually forgiving you for. The message should come around. Okay, if you're asking me to forgive somebody else, and God, you know them secrets between me and you, oh my God, thank you for forgiving me. And I like you don't tell nobody. You don't tell nobody. You don't tell nobody since I've been a Christian what I'm doing. You don't tell nobody. Huh? So, because you, if I look at it the right way now, because I'm rejoicing, woo, woo, I've been forgiven. I've been forgiven. Nobody know the trouble I see. Oh, nobody. But a lot of times, we're on automatic with God of forgiving us that we forget to rejoice in his forgiveness personally. So if I'm not to the point I'm rejoicing with all that dirt that he has forgiven me for, how dare I forgive you? Are you with me? But when I get a proper understanding and I want my joy and my forgiveness, I care what nobody say, but I've been forgiven. But what you done, but I've been forgiven, sister. Your sin was so terrible, your nickname was after your sin. Yeah, but I'm forgiven. And you and no devil from hell gonna stop me from rejoicing in my forgiveness. I did it, but I'm forgiven. I was the worst of sinners, but I'm forgiven. See, Paul admitted his condition. He said, I persecuted the church of God. I was killing folk, throwing them in jail. Didn't matter, woman or a boy or a girl. You can't follow the way. It's wrong. But when Jesus saved him, he dropped his religion for a relationship with Jesus. Some of us got to drop some things before you can get this relationship right with the Lord, Sister Paula. Now, you understand me? There's some things every damn day want to cloud up your way. And you got to say, this wasn't here yesterday, but I woke up, it was here today. But I got to drop it. It has to go. God, feed me the word of God. If I don't even want to hear it, feed me anyway. If I don't do it, feed me anyway. You see, the word of God defend you from encroaching sin. Sin is encroaching around all of us every day. But the word of God will defend you. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I will not sin against you. See, it's the word of God when we internalize. See, I'm not just preaching to bounce off the wall. I'm preaching the Bible verse by verse that you may internalize the word of God and it will protect you. It will fortify you. But if you let it bounce right off of you, you don't internalize it. You don't memorize it. You don't meditate on it. No internalizing is happening. It's bouncing off this veneer. You're going to go on hoping. Lean into your understanding. Not believing you got the power of God at your disposal. This is my commandment. See, I'm going to tell you what it is so you won't try to make up now. This is what I want y'all to do. Rick, this is what I want you to do. That you love one another as I have loved you. Go ahead on, brother. Give me another one. He said, let me tell you how my love is. Let me tell you the stature of my love, how high my love is. greater love has no one than this, that to lay down one's life for his friends. Now watch this. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. Now, whoa, God, you saying my friendship with you hinges on me being obedient to you? You asked me to love my brothers and sisters. I can't do that. Is that going to mess with my friendship? God said, when you get out of fellowship with me, yeah, it does. God don't want to be out of fellowship with you and me, because he told us how much he loved us. He gave his life for us. He want that fellowship to remain tight. Anybody in the house believe me? I don't want to waste my, okay, buddy, I got one. Watch this. No longer do I call you. So there's the I and the you. The I is Christ, the you is you. I no longer call you servants, for a servant does not know what his master is doing. And back in that time, you're not a slave no more. You're born again. You are my friends. And you know there are some things you tell your friends, right? You got some personal friends, some good friends. There are some secrets you would tell them because you don't believe that they're going to tell nobody else. Am I right about it? And it's good to have a good friend. You can go to and y'all can talk about some things. This is what I'm going through. I don't want to share it with nobody else because I don't want to get out. And so I hope you got friends like that won't speak your business. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you, what? Friends. For all things that I heard from my Father, wow, I have made known to you. So when I'm preaching this word, his Father know about this, and his Father speaks on this, and he's making it known, what I've heard from my Father, I have made known to you. So when I make known to you by preaching his Father's word, because the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit is one God, manifest in three persons, but one God. No separation for his doctrine. And the Holy Spirit is the author of the Bible. So you see how it all ties in, Dave? What I heard from my Father, who is God, I'm giving it to you. My commandments. The same thing I'm telling you to do in loving your brother and sister in the Lord, my Father wants you to do the same thing. You follow me, Alvin? And so when the Holy Spirit, who have all the Father's information like the Son has, because they're one, when he wrote these scriptures for us to do, and he's speaking on Christ's behalf, he's going to glorify Christ. See, the paraclete going to glorify Christ, our comforter. He's beside us and lives in us. All right? Now, all of this is going on, and all that harmony going on. See, so when you're preaching that word of God, Rick, you're preaching something that came from my Father. All that I received, I've given to you. So preach it. Don't preach what you think. But I have called you friends, for all things that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. All right. Are we to the end? Watch this now. Watch this. This is so. You did not choose me. Let's go back and read this together. You did not choose me. Wait. No, don't go ahead. What? Why you turn like that, God? And now you're still talking to the you, me. And he's saying, Mom Pat, he's, by the way, Mom Pat, Pastor gave that name, it's special. But I want you to know this God talking to you. Not me, but just trying to use an example. You may be my pet, but you didn't choose me. Watch this. Your my pettiness. That's my crazy stuff. Yo, but you with me? What make you my pet? That didn't make you my child. Your generosity didn't make you my child. Loving to cook in the kitchen and feeding us that food didn't make you my child. You were made God's child by his choice. And he's bold enough to tell you before you get out of line. That salvation that you're wearing and carrying and reading about me every day and night, I chose you. I picked you out. My God. Ain't nobody with me, but I picked myself. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Watch this. And appointed you. That's those with special ministries and the disciples and all of them. And I guess, okay, straighten me up now. Pastor Rick, I chose you. Chose you for salvation. Chose you for ministry. And I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit. Every Christian. And that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he may give to you according to his will. Okay, am I at the bottom? One more. Is that it? Now watch. He comes right back to the point he's trying to make. And he says, these things I command. Highlight that. You, that you love another. How many times you got to say it? Do you love me? You know, even after hearing the word of God, some of us still struggle. We still struggle because I don't want to do that. You know, with the things of God, we don't struggle with everything he said. See that? But there are some things that we don't want to do. We'll struggle with it, and we'll justify why not to do his command. After he laid the law down and said, you ain't choose me. I chose you. Whoa, okay. What do you want me to do? All right. Let me go on in right here. I got a lot more, but I'm going to stop. My brothers and sisters, to multiply your joy, count your blessings. Count your blessings. Here's a little poem here that I picked up. Because life circumstance change, you got that? Our happiness may not remain. But if we are walking with the Lord, our inner joy, he will sustain. God bless you, my brothers and sisters in the Lord. And remember Isaiah 26:3. You got that one, Steve? Isaiah 26:3. You will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Can't stay on your circumstances. Can't stay on your problem. Can't stay on other people. Can't stay on your day or your tomorrow. God got you. God is holding you in his mighty hand. He will keep you in perfect peace. But the prerequisite, I got to keep my mind on him. And that was one of the reasons why you heard me from the pulpit when I see the minds drifting and all that crazy stuff. I'm telling you, it's power in his word, y'all. You ain't